three Rutherford County teams in the quarterfinals. You're one of those. The only other time that's happened was in 2010, the year when some teams went east and some went west right. in that particular setup. This is the first time that all the teams have been in one side of the bracket, and that's pretty special for this county. And you're part of it just like you were then.
Yeah, I think that year we had Blackman in the quarterfinals, and this year it's Oakland. And I think, you know, go back to 2008, we had Oakland in the quarterfinals, and had I'll never forget that game just because I think we lost 9-3, but it was like 19 degrees with a wind chill of 12, I think. And, you know, I told our kids all week, you know, you have opportunity. When you get to the quarterfinals, it's a little bit different feel. You know, you get to that sort of special part of the playoffs, and not many people left standing. So, couldn't be proud of this group. They're fun to coach, and we've talked all the whole playoffs here about preserving what we've got and not letting anything disrupt that, because it's been fun to go to practice with these kids. I mean, this senior group's special, and I can't overstate that. A lot of coaches say that, and you know, I've probably said it a lot before. We've had some very special groups, but just character-wise, and you know, it's nice when you have a group of kids that you genuinely enjoy being around, you know, and they're mature enough to have conversations with and to sort of get it, I guess you'd say. But this group, man, they've been special, and I love that group. And you know, my wife, of course, teaches at school, does drama, and she has a lot of them in class, and she would echo those sentiments.
Well, Coach, the Oakland Patriots await this time. The regular season game you hosted, you've got to go to Oakland to play for a spot in the semifinals.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a challenge. Obviously, they're a really good football team and very big. I mean, you know, there's not a football team in the county. I guess Blackman would be the closest to Blackman as far as how their kids look, but Oakland's a different-looking football team. They're, you know, big, fast, the whole deal, and it's really hard to find a weakness in their football team. But, you know, our kids are going to prepare well, and I think our kids will play with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. And, you know, we'll have a player or two we didn't have available in the last meeting. But I know their kids will be fired up too. You know, we had some things at the end there. Our kids have been very competitive as far as, you know, with Oakland and 707s and you know, our past history is just during our game. It's always a physical football game, and I know both sides will be – ready for that. But Coach Creasy and his staff do a great job. We have a lot of respect for them, and their kids have done a great job, and it's obviously one of the best football teams in the state. And you're in the quarterfinals, you're going to be playing one of the best football teams in the state. So it's exciting, and we're thankful for the opportunity, and we look forward to it.